Anti-cyberbullying, how to respond to cyberbullying. So what should a person do if he or she is the target or knows someone else who is being cyberbullied? Do not reply to cyberbullying. If the cyberbully is ignored and doesn't get a reaction, he or she may stop or move on. But save or print text messages, postings, or emails as evidence. Block offending email addresses and cell phone numbers, or if necessary, change your phone number and email address. Report cyberbullying and file complaints with communication service providers and websites where the cyberbullying is occurring. Service providers can find the offenders, cancel their service, and report them to the police if necessary. Try to identify the cyberbully and have a parent or guardian contact his or her parents if necessary. Notify your school of the problem. Involve law enforcement when extremely harmful online speech, including harassment, stalking, and threats of violence, is involved. When you see someone being bullied, try to step in and do something about it. Tell the bully to stop. If a bully or cyberbully receives criticism from their peers, they may not do it in the future. If someone tells you they are being cyberbullied, help them get help so the problem is resolved. All young people should be instructed that when in doubt about what to do, log off the computer or electronic device and ask for help from a trusted adult. Next installment, how can cyberbullying be prevented? Reference box, Dignity for All Students Act. As the original 2010 New York State law was taking effect in July 2012, an amendment to the new law expanded it to help protect students from cyberbullying as well as other forms of harassment, bullying, and discrimination. Effective July 1, 2013, the law requires school districts to have a plan in place to deal with cyberbullying and to act when cyberbullying occurs. School officials must investigate reports of cyberbullying on or off campus when it creates or would create a substantial risk to the school environment, substantially interferes with a student's educational performance or mental, emotional, or physical well-being, or causes a student to fear for his or her physical safety. The law also requires current and future school employees to be trained to identify and reduce the incidences of harassment, bullying, cyberbullying, and discrimination. Newspaper activity. Resolving conflicts. Use the newspaper, print or electronic, as a resource to find a current conflict among individuals or groups of people that may or may not involve bullying or cyberbullying. As a class and or family, discuss the possible solutions and work on finding the best compromise.
Source: www.cyberbullying.us. This is one of six newspaper and education features created to educate and prompt discussion about bullying and cyberbullying. Sponsored by the New York Newspapers Foundation. Produced by the New York News Publishers Association Newspaper and Education Program and reviewed by Operation Respect 2012.